offered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this Thursday morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But Randy and his team over with Professional Floor Covering, they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But they are called Professional Floor Covering for a reason, because the flooring over there is to die for. They got too many types of styles, brands of flooring. They got the carpet, hardwood, laminate LVP, tile, stone, and area rugs. And Randy and his team, they're going to come out and they're going to measure, help you out there, provide suggestions on the type of the flooring that you need and at the price points that are going to meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And I'm very excited this morning. We continue with these fun events in the area because Clearview's Holiday Craft Bazaar, and I've finally got that word down to a T, is coming up. And here to talk about it with me this morning is Amanda Stein, the Director of Life Enrichment with Clearview. Amanda, first of all, thanks for joining me again. You're one of my first overlaps from when I started doing the show in the spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is like a fun kind of new experience. So happy to have you.
Sounds good. Yes, thanks so much for having me back.
Of course, and I would love to start talking a little bit about this annual holiday bazaar, because this has been going on for, I believe, over 20 years now.
Yes, I don't have the exact timing, but it's been a very long time. I would say close to 20 plus years.
Well, and at this point, people are in this area, I imagine, are pretty aware of this craft fair. Mm-hmm. There's so much that this goes to benefit for. But before we dive into that, one of the big things that people need to know about this year is instead of it being on a Thursday and Friday, it's on Friday and Saturday. So
that's
if
right.
You were stuck working and you were worried, like, I can't get out there for this, you have a weekend now, so this is going to benefit a lot of people to get out there.
Yep. It's definitely something new. We're giving it a try. Historically, we've always had it on a Thursday or on a Friday, and that's the biggest feedback that we've been getting is that, oh boy, I'd love to come, but I work. So we are trialing it on a Friday and Saturday to see how it goes.
Well, and it's almost a week away now.
It is. Yep.
That's next Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th.
Yep. It's coming quick. I can't believe we're talking about the holidays and Christmas and our bazaar already. We just had Halloween.
Yeah. Well, and especially nowadays, I feel like you got Christmas stuff in the stores at like August 1st.
Yep.
You just blink and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, the bazaar's here.
Exactly. Thanksgiving can have its one day. Otherwise, it's Christmas right after Halloween.
Yep. November 1st, it starts Christmas season for sure. Well, on Friday, you have 8 hours that you're going to be able to get out there from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., mm-hmm. And Saturday, it's going to be 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For people that haven't been to this before, that are still like, I'm not really even sure if this is for me, what this is.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about what will be there at the bazaar?
Yeah. So it's in our main Clearview Health Campus building, located at 198 County Road DF, right on Highway 26 there, in Juneau. So when you walk in, there is going to be basically Christmas and holiday everything. Prior to this event, a lot of the Clearview staff, we get together and we go out and we purchase some items to bring back to Clearview and sell it. So you will first see all of our things that you can buy from Clearview, from our gift shop area, by our big fireplace there. And then if you keep going in further, you're going to see our bake sale. We've got a lot of good goodies there for sale that we'll talk about in a little bit. And then we also have a big room of vendors, crafters, people who make handmade goodies. All of those things will be for sale in our large room. So, and then in addition, we also have meals for purchase. So we got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah, you got food. You're going to have 50-50 that you're going to be able to win it as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with the craft fair, this is the time of year. I still look like I live in like a college apartment where there's like nothing on the walls, anything. And I'm like, this is the year, Wally. You got to get decorations to be able to make this look like Christmas at home.
You can do it.
And this is the kind of stuff that you can do. You can go out there, load up there. Plus, you can get Christmas gifts early on for family members.
Yep. That's primarily why people come, is to purchase either decor for their home or a gift for loved ones. There's a little bit of everything for everybody. Even if it's not Christmas or holiday specific, the vendors have plenty of things that are, you know, crocheted goods, homemade soaps and lotions, you know, tumblers, cups, beaded pens. We have a little bit of everything for everybody. So feel free to stop in. It'll be great.
You know, it's a win-win too, because you can get your place feeling good for the holidays. You can help other people out for the holidays as well.
Yes.
Because this, the proceeds for this go to a very special cause. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So every excuse me, every sale that Clearview makes from our gift shop area, as well as our baked goods and our meals, all of the proceeds go back to the residents of Clearview. It goes back to our Project Happy Holidays Fund. What that means is that all of those proceeds will go into a fund that will help us buy holiday gifts for the residents at Clearview, so they get a very good quality gift. Other facilities may ask for donations or ask, you know, just minimal things, but we really pride ourselves in that we give every resident a personalized, individualized gift. Our Activity Life Enrichment staff, we go out and we will purchase those gifts from the local area stores to make it special for every resident, something that they really love and would enjoy.
Well, you said personalized. So is it like, hey, we've gotten to know this person a little bit.
Yep.
We know that this person's going to love, what, a movie or something like that. And you're going that route. That's really cool.
Yeah. And so all of the staff have a say, too, about what we get the residents. You know, some of them, they might know better. So we put out the wish lists ahead of time. We actually have had them out since before Halloween. And we ask our nurses and our CNAs, hey, what do you think this resident would really enjoy? Because they work with them every day. So, you know, maybe we have a big Elvis fan. So they'll write down anything Elvis. And so we'll go out and we'll buy them a big Elvis calendar and maybe a record, for example. So that's really what we pride ourselves on. And so this holiday bazaar is a huge fundraiser, more or less, for the Project Happy Holidays.
Well, and you can brighten somebody's holidays too with this. So that's a really unique and cool opportunity. And then get some really cool gifts, get some really great food, have some a lot of fun in the process.
Yeah.
Amanda, we got to take a quick break, but when we dive in, we got a lot more to talk about. I highlighted, we got a 50-50. I am a 50-50, like, guru.
I remember that from the last time I was here. You
That's
were excited.
The easiest way to get me involved in anything. Like, hey, 50-50 over there?
Yeah.
I got a shot. So we'll talk about that. There's also going to be a toy drive that is going to be set up there as well that we'll have to talk about. Lot to gab.
Yep.
A lot of gab still to come here. But we'll be talking more about the Holiday Craft Bazaar with Clearview next here on Hometown Today. On 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally. But when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, Leroy Meats has everything you need for a feast to remember. There's seasoned pork roast, only $2.99 a pound, or sirloin grilled steaks, just $4 each. Enjoy the pork belly sale. Get whole for $3.69 a pound, portion for $3.99 a pound, sliced side pork $4.49 a pound, or flavored and plain bites for $4.99 a pound. For the hunters, get the hunter's box with a variety of Leroy's famous sausages, beef strips, and cheeses, only $79. Get holiday dinners ready to go. Grab a Thanksgiving meal for six or more. Choose a ham or turkey dinner, complete with mashed potatoes, rolls, stuffing, gravy, corn, and brownies, all for just $79. Order by the 21st to pick up on the 26th. Pre-order your fresh Thanksgiving turkey, just $3.89 a pound. Choose from a variety of pre-made sizes ranging from 12 to 24 pounds. Order by November 19th for pickup starting the 21st. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are talking Holiday Craft Bazaar this morning with Clearview, and we have the Director of Life Enrichment, Amanda Stein, with us today. And during the break, even just now, I'm like, I got to get out of here for this. My walls still look pathetic. That's not a joke. And you got me the double-sided sticky thing right before the break to come back. So I'll be prepared to at least have something on the wall here come about next Saturday. Because next Friday and Saturday, you guys have your holiday craft bazaar. And it's from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Friday.
Yep.
And then 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Opportunity this year for people that work during the week. They're going to be able to get there on Saturday morning as well. I imagine it's Saturday and Friday, is same vendors. Everybody going to roll over the same for both days?
Everybody is pretty committed to both days. We may have one additional vendor that might come on Saturday, but other than that, everything will be about the same. I just recommend, if you can, come sooner rather than later because, you know, things sell out.
Yeah, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Yep.
You're not making new crafts right there on the fly.
Have to wait till next year.
You will. But at least, you know what, if you get there and you're like, I probably should have bought that yesterday, you are going to have a bunch of different food options.
Delicious.
Unbelievable. First of all, you have bake sale desserts for purchase. Before we jump into some of the other things on the menu here, can we talk a little bit about what people are going to be able to go out there and possibly get for Thanksgiving the next week or just for home that weekend?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to stop by our bake sale. We have quite the variety of items. We have a hearth mix, sweet and salty fall snack mix, puppy chow. You can't go wrong with the puppy chow. We were talking about that.
So good.
Chocolate covered peanuts, Oreo truffles. That is my personal favorite.
What's an Oreo truffle?
It's a truffle covered with Oreos.
Okay, I'm in. All right. Easy sell. Anything with Oreos, odds are I'm involved. All right. Oreo truffles.
Melt
that's
in
Amanda's
your mouth
play.
Oreos. That's the nutshell there. Peanut butter balls and then a variety of different muffins. And then we have a variety of parfait cups as well. So a little bit of everything, something for if you like sweet or salty or both, feel free to come. They come in very nice, healthy portions. So like you said, you'll have more than enough to share with others, or you can just purchase it and not tell anybody and eat it all.
That's what I would be doing. We talked a little before we went live. I don't think people in this area realize how lucky they are to have puppy chow. That's not like a big thing outside the Midwest.
True. Yep.
So coming back here, I saw that on the dessert menu. I'm like, all right, well, that's already enough to start enticing me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's before I even started looking at the menus that you have for each day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to stick or go to Saturday first before we bounce back to Friday, because I'm a breakfast casserole guy. And as soon as I saw bacon, sausage, hash brown, eggs, fruit cup, you're going to have that. Plus, I see something with a pretzel bun down here.
The pretzel bun is just like, it just makes it gourmet. It's so good.
Anytime you can throw a pretzel bun at it, you can eat it by itself and you're going to be happy.
Exactly.
Then in Friday, it looks like that one. There's some unique things on this.
There is, yeah. Some really fall-friendly things. We have apple cinnamon roll that'll be available for purchase right away when you come in the morning at 10 o'clock. And then for lunch, usually we start serving around 10 o'clock or so for those early birds. We have pumpkin chili. You can buy a bread bowl if you really want to be fancy. Otherwise, a fall Cobb salad with the chicken and then choice of dressing, the maple Dijon or apple vinaigrette. So all really delicious, fancy options there on Friday.
Can I get that pumpkin chili in the bread bowl?
Absolutely.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, I've never tried pumpkin chili before.
That's delicious.
I was going to say that jumped out at me because, I mean, right now we find ways to get pumpkin and everything. I've never tried it, so I feel like that's got to be an adventure for me next Friday to try it out inside a bread bowl at that.
Mm-hmm.
The food's going to be unbelievable.
It's
over
delicious.
There.
They always do a great job at Clearview with their food.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the bake sale dessert, that also is part of the proceeds that is going to be going to that holiday, Project Happy Holidays, excuse me,
yep.
That you guys are setting up there.
Yep.
Your other proceeds from the craft is also going to go to Project Happy Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's going to go to some of your clients over there that might not have gifts for the holiday season, and you guys go out and get personalized ones for them?
We do. So all proceeds from Clearview sales, so our gift shop area, the baked sale, and then our lunch and breakfast, all of those proceeds go right back to the residents of Clearview for our Happy Holidays, Project Happy Holidays, excuse me. So what we do is we will ask ahead of time what that resident wants, or if the staff know them really well, they'll tell us what their hobbies are. Maybe they want some more items to keep themselves busy. We will make note of that. And then the Life Enrichment staff, we're going to be going shopping. Actually, oh my goodness, is that next week already? We're going to be going Christmas shopping for all of our residents. So every resident can get a personalized, individualized gift. So that's what makes it really special, is that we've always prided ourselves on every resident getting something that they really want and they'll really enjoy. So again, that's where all of these proceeds from Clearview sales will go towards.
Well, you should be proud of that. Everybody deserves to have a happy holidays. And it sounds like you guys are doing your absolute best to make sure that everybody over there is going to at least be able to celebrate with somebody that cares about them. A couple other really cool things that are going to be going on with this. One, you mentioned that there is a toy drive.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that's going to be going to benefit and what people can bring to donate?
Yeah. So we have partnered with Horicon School District. They approached us 3 to 4 years ago, and they have run a toy drive for quite a while at various locations throughout Dodge County. And they had saw that we have our holiday bazaar, and they're like, you know what? You guys have a lot of traffic. Maybe we can pair up with you. So a few days prior, they bring us a big toy bin. And so we encourage everybody that's coming to our holiday bazaar to bring a new unwrapped toy. You can go ahead and put it in the bin, and then it's going to go to children right here in our area. So it's something that we think is a great idea, and we're going to continue to do it. There will be information on our Facebook page for that. There is a QR code, but just remember, if you're planning on stopping to the bazaar, go ahead and bring a small unwrapped toy for a child in need.
Well, that's a good point to make sure that people get home. No used toys. Like, this is the unwrapped.
Yep.
These are – you can't bring Uncle Louie's, like, wooden horse. That's not going to play right for this one. But make sure you bring the unwrapped toys. That's a really cool thing. Talk about another initiative that's going to help out young kids in the area that – They deserve to be opening gifts on Christmas morning like their friends in their classmates.
Absolutely. And we're all about giving. It's a great opportunity. You know, we're already in the spirit of giving, and, you know, why not make a quick stop at a store, or if you happen to have a extra, maybe a repeat toy at home that your child got that's been sitting on a closet, go ahead and bring it into the donation bin. It will be greatly appreciated.
I love to hear that. And I also love to hear that we have 50-50.
I know. That's your fave.
I love 50-50. So could you tell us what people are going to have the opportunity to win with these tickets, and then what half of those proceeds are going to go to?
Yeah. So we've had 50-50s pretty routinely at Clearview. It's kind of a
fan. You guys are amazing for that.
It's a fan favorite, I think. We have it for our car show, but then also we'll have it throughout the year every once in a while at Clearview just for fun. So we're going to be doing the 50-50 raffle. So half of the pot, obviously, somebody can win. And then in addition, we wanted to make it a little sweeter, so we also have a $50 gift card to Piggly Wiggly. So we'll draw one winner for half of the pot for the money, and then the second will get a $50 gift card to Piggly Wiggly. Tickets are $1 each. six for $5 or 30 for $20.
Good deal.
Yeah, I think so. And so that will be the full week of the bazaar. So that'll be starting on November 10th. So if you happen to be in the area, but you can't make it to the bazaar, feel free to stop in. We will accept that. And then we will draw the winner at the bazaar at noon on Saturday, November 15th. Half of those proceeds, the other half that the winner won't be getting, is going to be going towards another good cause that will be going towards our Friends of Clearview Fund. And so that is kind of another area that is still gives back to the residents of Clearview. Friends of Clearview will benefit big ticket items for the residents of Clearview. So examples that we've bought in the past are like additional recreation equipment. It can also fund outings. This last fall, we took a group of residents to the Wisconsin Dells on the Ducks.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah. So we've also done fish fries on a random Friday. So that's all of those that Friends of Clearview just gives back to the residents of Clearview to help enrich their life, you know, rather than just trying to do things in the facility. It's really about getting residents out about or purchasing those big ticket items that they would enjoy as well. So again, that goes to another good cause, a separate cause, but still a really good cause that benefits the residents of Clearview.
Well, it sounds like if you come out, and whether it be you're getting involved buying crafts, buying food, buying 50-50, no matter what, your dollar is going to go somewhere to help somebody right here in Dodge County.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, if I bought a ticket on Friday, do I have to be there at noon on Saturday to win?
You do not. You do not need to be present to win. We actually have a nice system where we take your name and your phone number for the ticket, and then we will call you if you win. So you don't have to worry about being like, oh boy, I haven't heard anything, and then calling us, hey, did I win? We will call you if you win.
Oh my gosh, if you're getting calls for everybody, hey, did I win? You must be going crazy over there.
Yeah, so we wanted to avoid that. So we're we're going to just take your phone number and let us call you if you win.
That's good. Yeah, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
If you don't hear, you didn't win. That's no problem here. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about, you brought up in there that you can win the Piggly Wiggly. I know we got to say thank you to our friends over there in Juneau at Piggly Wiggly for helping making this possible as well.
Yeah. So in addition to the gift card for the 50-50 raffle, coming up in December, for the full month of December, they are dedicating the Roundup program to the Friends of Clearview. So again, all of those fun outings, recreation equipment, those things that are directly giving back to the residents of Clearview, you can stop in at Yankee's Piggly Wiggly in Juneau, and they will ask you at the register if you'd like to round up to the Friends of Clearview, and if you'd like and you're feeling giving, you can say yes, and those proceeds will go directly back to the residents at Clearview, which is really neat. That's the first time we've ever done the roundup at Yankee's Piggly Wiggly, so we're really excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. So yeah, when you're stuck there and it's 9:17 and they're rounding up the 10, throw it over there. Come on, help us out. Every single penny counts, and it helps in a big, big way. But Amanda, before we have to say goodbye today, is there anything that we need to hit on that maybe that has gone over my head? Because this is so much going on that I just want to make sure that we hit on everything.
I think you did a pretty good job. Just continue. If you're not following our Facebook page, Clearview Health Campus, that is our correct Facebook page. There's a couple imposters out there. So again, Clearview Health Campus page. There is an event for each of those days that you can go ahead and you can get this, all of the specifics. We'll put the 50-50, the toy raffle, or the toy drive, and then as well as the menu and any other additional information. And then also it's fun to kind of follow along. We do a lot of fun events with the residents, so it's fun to take along and see what we're doing there. So we post some fun pictures. We just put our Halloween pictures up from last week and some trick-or-treaters. So it's a neat little feel-good thing to follow. So yep, that would probably be the biggest thing. And again, we're at Clearview, County Road DF, 198 County Road DF in Juneau. We're right over on Highway 26, kind of by the end of the city limits there by the airport and the Humane Society, if you're heading out that direction.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining me today. And I found it on Facebook, so
good. That's
my litmus test usually to figure out if it's easy enough to find.
Perfect.
Clearview's
okay.
Holiday Bazaar, Clearview Health Campus page. It's there. It's got all the information. So make sure you follow that and all the other great things that is going on over at Clearview.
Yes.
Amanda, you're the best. Thank you for joining me again.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Of course. Well, and we'll have you back. We're going to have the car show again. I can feel it.
Yep. That'll be in June at some point. So I'll be back before then. We can talk about that.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing you in the spring when the weather is turning up instead of what we have right now.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to throw it to the break now. But when we come back, we're going to revisit a conversation that we had with Natasha Merton last week with the University of Wisconsin-Madison in a study they're doing right here in Beaver Dam That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among the busiest in the country and are among the 40 that will see flights cut beginning tomorrow because of the federal government shutdown. The FAA announcing the reduced flights over safety concerns as air traffic controllers continue not getting paid. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing in a video message today she will not seek re-election after next year, telling her San Francisco constituents in a video message,
"Because of your trust, I was able to represent our city and our country around the world with patriotism and pride."
12 people dead. More are still missing after the UPS cargo plane crash this week at the airport in Louisville. The NTSB investigating. And it is now official. King Charles has declared that his brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, no longer has the title of prince and will no longer be addressed as His Royal Highness over his association with Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. More people are getting behind organized opposition to the AI data center under construction in Beaver Dam. About 80 people came to the group's second meeting last night. A Facebook group has grown to 844 members. Organizers say they plan to meet every 2 weeks to talk about their legal and political options. A teacher's aide in Fond du Lac is under arrest, accused of sexually assaulting a child. Sheriff's deputies say they arrested the 41-year-old woman this week after following up on a tip. The alleged victim is not a student of the school where the woman worked. Wisconsin schools are hiring more teachers with emergency credentials than ever before. That's because of the teacher shortage. College graduates can get an emergency license while they earn their regular license. The number of those teachers rose by 20% in a recent one-year span. It's illegal for utility companies to turn off your power for the next few months. Wisconsin's winter disconnection moratorium is underway. It's for people who can't pay their bills to keep from freezing, but you'll have to make payment arrangements by mid-April. If you need help, you can call 211. A reminder for drivers to look out for emergency responders on the road. 73 public safety responders have been hit while responding to crashes in Wisconsin in the past 5 years. The State Patrol says to slow down and move over when you see flashing emergency lights. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
This is Ashley Dobrzynski with your Daily Dodge Sports Center. Columbus Cardinals face the Mozanie Indians at Fireman's Park Friday, with coverage starting at 6:40 on Daily Dodge TV. This will mark the fifth straight Level 3 appearance for the Cardinals. A win Friday would mark the first time the Cardinals have made the semifinals since they won the state championship in 2022. Another local team trying to punch their ticket to Level 4 of the WIAA playoffs is the Mayville Cardinals. Mayville enters the game 11-0 and will be hosting the Amherst Falcons, whose only blemish on the year was a 34-21 loss to the defending D5 state champion, the Stratford Tigers. You can keep up to date with local high school sports by clicking the sports tab on dailydodge.com. Local Beaver Dam legend Terry Kiefer will officially be inducted into the University of New Orleans Hall of Fame this Saturday. Kiefer starred on the 1974 Privateers baseball team, who finished as a Division II runner-up in the College World Series. 51 years later, he remains the only Corbett Award winner in UNO history. The Corbett Award is presented each year to the top amateur athlete in the state of Louisiana. Kiefer owns a share of the single-season program record for wins with 15. Later in 1974, Kiefer became a first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals in the MLB draft. Congratulations to Coach Kiefer. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Sunshine, blizzards, downpours, even school and community closings. Never get caught off guard with the latest weather conditions and cancellations at DailyDodge.com. Brought to you by Surefire Heating and Air Conditioning.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of rain, lows level off around 45. Slight chance of rain tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 59, a blend of clouds and sun. About an inch of snow Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 38.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's another great week to save at the market at Beaverdam. Pick up boneless, skinless chicken breasts, just $3.99 a pound in family packs. Angus Pride boneless beef chuck roast, only $6.99 a pound. Select Pepsi 6-packs, 4 for $12. Treat yourself with Granny's Bakery Fresh Cinnamon Rolls, 4 for $4.99. Granny's Homemade Chili for $3.99 a pound. And Little Potato Company Potatoes, 2 for $5. Don't miss the holiday open house this Saturday only. Shop the market at Beaverdam.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaverdam. As we sit here today, we are just 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving, folks, and less than 50 days until the holidays, till Christmas. Is your dining room ready? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaverdam, they believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting, from classic wood to modern designs. Find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or just hosting game night with friends, their tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale now until Thanksgiving. You'll find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves and everything in between. They've also got high dining sets available as well. They offer wood or laminate-top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaverdam, where memories are made one meal at a time. On this segment of Hometown Today, we're going to revisit a conversation we had last week. Very fascinating. We got a chance to sit down with Dr. Natasha Merton from UW-Madison to talk about the very intriguing offspring study they're doing here in Beaverdam. Here with that conversation is Wally.
Now I'm very excited. We have Beaverdam offspring study discussion, and we have Natasha Merton in here to talk a little bit with us about that. Before we get rolling, Natasha, thanks for joining me, and I hope you're fired up to talk some studies here.
Yes,
that's what I like to hear. Well, for people that may not have heard, I'm one of these people. I asked you about this like 5 minutes ago. What is the Beaverdam offspring study? It's a neurocognitive aging study, but To me, that's above my head. What are we talking about here?
Yes, sorry, it has such a long name. So the Beaverdam Offspring Study, Neurocognitive Aging Study, is a long-term study on aging of middle-aged to older adults. And the study, we are primarily interested in trying to understand how the senses, your vision, your hearing, your sense of smell, and your cognition age over time. And we have been following participants for now almost 20 years to try to study these aging processes. And what we're primarily interested in the study is to see how your senses of hearing, vision, and smell and your cognition change together over time. And what are factors that drive those changes? What are protective factors and what are factors that are not as good for your senses and your cognition? And we are uniquely situated with this study to try to study that since we have this long-term follow-up. And then we are not only interested in trying to find factors that lead to these changes and determine who ages faster and who ages more slowly, but we are also trying to go back to blood samples that we have stored from when people were on average 50 years old and were primarily healthy. And we are trying to find out, is there anything in the blood that can help us to determine who is at risk for age faster and having age-related diseases earlier, and who is basically more protected of that. And it's just a very uniquely situated study.
Well, how did that even get started here in Beaver Dam? What was the idea to make that happen here?
Yeah, so it's actually very fascinating, the whole history of this and the long-term support that we've had from the Beaver Dam community. So we got to talk a little bit history here. We're going back a little bit. So
sure.
Everything started with a different study than the Beaver Dam Offspring Study. So everything started in the early 90s when Karen Cruikshank started the study, the Epidemiology of Hearing Loss Study, which was in a population-based sample of people living in Beaver Dam. So that means they were trying to understand aging of the eyes and the ears. That's kind of what it all started with. In a group of people that were on average 60 years old in Beaver Dam. It was around 4,000 participants that they invited.
Wow.
Yes, a lot. That they invited for a study. And they wanted to study ear and eye diseases and aging of the hearing system. And she then continued those studies and kind of built it more into also other senses in changes of the brain and memory function, and saw those participants every 5 years for over 20 years. So then, since that was not enough and the University of Wisconsin is always interested in doing some more interesting stuff, she decided that she was going to see the offspring of those participants in 2005 for the Beaver Dam Offspring Study. So she invited what we call kids, but they were already adults at that time too. They were on average 50. Most of them were in their 40s to 60s at that time for a similar study, and did similar testing of their eyes, their ears, their sense of smell, their cognition, in order to look at trends over time in these different generations of people.
That's fascinating. I mean, this has been going on for such a long period of time. I have to imagine we've learned some interesting things. And you mentioned the brain. Well, what are we learning about the brain this last 20 years?
Yeah, so it's super fascinating. I think finding with these measures that we have, and we see participants we have seen participants every 5 years, and we're now in the 20-year follow-up, we really are able to see how all of these different senses change over time. And it seems to be that there are groups of people that show accelerated aging, so faster declines, and there are people that basically show not as much decline in multiple systems at a time. So, for example, people who have good hearing may also have better memory functions over time.
Really?
So that was some trends that we saw, and we are kind of uniquely situated in looking at that with these studies that have these different measures and have been following for so long. So that's very fascinating. Another, not sure if we have time for that, but another very interesting thing was I told you about these generational differences. So with these two studies, we have four different birth cohorts. So we have people from the greatest generation, the silent generation, the baby boomers, and Gen X. And so what we have seen, and that's kind of across the board in our hearing, in the vision, in the cognition, is that people who were born in a later birth cohort, so for example, the baby boomers, they have better cognitive function, they have better hearing, they have less eye diseases than people that were born in the greatest generation.
Interesting.
And so we are doing something right in terms of aging. So overall, when we look at the broad scheme of things, people are aging more healthily. And that is something that's very, I don't know, reassuring and kind of nice to see.
Well, that'll be us one day. So
yeah,
we want to know.
Yeah, we are working hard on that, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pulling for you. We gotta hold this together somehow. But as this study is, it's a long study. Where are we at right now? What would you say the stages that we're at?
Yeah, so right now in the neurocognitive aging study, we are recruiting participants right now. So we're sending out invitation letters and so introduction letters and brochures to all Beaverdam, previous Beaverdam Offspring Study participants. So we're not enrolling anybody new. We cannot, because we kind of need this long-term perspective for our questions, but we are inviting everyone who has been a participant of the Beaverdam Offspring Study before. And so we sent them our materials, and we are currently calling and trying to get them on the phone, and then find time for a one-hour remote cognitive telephone testing. So this time around, we are doing a telephone cognitive assessment. We also mail people a smell test that they can do at home. It's a scratch and sniff test. Everybody loves that. It's super fun.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, I should have brought one. Maybe I'll bring one over sometime.
Yeah, please do. We'll have to get you back into Beaverdam more often.
They're actually super interesting to do. And then we have this phone call with them where we update their health history. We ask them for their medication intake, and then we also have them fill out some questionnaires. So it's a smaller assessment this time around, where we're also making use of some of the long-term data we already have and some of the stored blood samples we already have.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now.
Well, I would love to ask before we have to go, because you're only here short periods of time. What do you love when you do come to Beaverdam? You got to have something that you're fired up about to visit for, right?
Well, we're actually only here for the pie at Walker's, which we're going for next.
Yeah, so what kind of pie are we looking at? What's the go-to?
Cherry.
Cherry? Yeah. Hey, that's a good move, especially up here this round, this time of year, too. It's a good cherry pie. Nicely done. One last thing I want to ask you. Do you have, for people that want to, learn more about this study, is there a place that, Joe Schmo down the road would be able to look it up and find some of this information out?
Yeah, so we have a website that we can – I know I'm blanking on the exact
– Oh, that's all right.
It's boss.pophealth.edu, I believe. So we have a website that gives information about the study. If you search for my name, or if you just search for Beaverdam Offspring Study, you're probably going to find the right website with more information about that. If there is one thing that I may drop, though,
please.
I just, like, the main point is kind of we want to tell everyone that we are back with the study. And I know that there's so many scam phone calls out there. So we are currently calling our participants, and I just wanted to let you all know we're calling from a number that will show up as a Madison area code 608 and University of Wisconsin. So that's the number we're calling from. I kind of just wanted to get that word out there.
Whoa, I'm glad you did. I had a 608 number the other day I didn't answer, so I'm going to have to pay attention now. I don't know if they're hounding me now. I don't know what that says about me, but we'll figure it out. But Natasha, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fascinating. I didn't expect to have anything. I thought this was going to go way over my head. But it sounds like you guys are doing a great thing. So let's hope that we keep getting good results
from
this.
Thanks so much for inviting us.
Please. Oh, absolutely. Excited to hear what we think about the pie this time around.
Oh, yeah. I'll report.
Please do. Well, we're going to take one final break today. When we come back, Hale and I are going to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Juno Holiday Craft Fair. It's Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Juno Community Center, located at 500 Lincoln Drive. With over 40 local vendors, you'll find unique gifts, handmade crafts, and festive decor perfect for everyone on your list. You can come hungry because there's food catered by chance and free admission for everyone. Don't miss the Juno Holiday Craft Fair, one day only, Saturday, November 8th till 2 p.m. at the Juno Community Center. Celebrate, craft, and shop local.
He scores! Wow! He
It's on.
And save. Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments. Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Kale, we got an abbreviated thing here, but what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked about all the holidays coming up. We got Thanksgiving 3 weeks from today. We got Christmas less than 50 days away. But there's one very important holiday before all that, Wally, which is next Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Got to take time to honor our veterans. And that is something we'll be doing here on WBEV with our special Veterans Day programming from 9 till noon here on Hometown Today on Tuesday. We'll be all veterans theme. We'll talk with a couple of veterans organizations. I know Karen from Heroes for Heroes will be here, so that'll be exciting. And then again on Community Comment, Terry Bell will be sitting down with some local and area veterans organizations. And then at 11 a.m. we'll have the new Jerry Stewart Veterans Day special, which Jerry always puts together a wonderful Veterans Day program. So that's going to be at 11 a.m. next Tuesday, Veterans Day. And our Veterans Day programming is brought to you courtesy of Hometown Glass and Improvement and Gina Omeg State Farm Insurance. So we appreciate those folks' support in honoring our veterans.
The appreciation of the appreciation is what I like to say right there. And yeah, absolutely. We love to celebrate Veterans Day over here at the station. Wouldn't be able to do what we do without a lot of brave men and women out there risking themselves for us every day. So huge thank you to them. Looking forward to that, Kale. Looking forward to being back again tomorrow. We got one more show this week, and then we're off to the weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here same time, same place tomorrow for another edition of Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dog.